New York City has 6,000 surveillance cameras, and Police Commissioner Ray Kelly would like more after surveillance footage from a Lord & Taylor department store helped investigators identify the Boston Marathon bombing suspects. Here now to talk about surveillance cameras and crime fighting is Commissioner Kelly. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good to be with you.
The NYPD has access to those 6,000 surveillance cameras, but you also have some so-called smart surveillance cameras in operation. I understand they can identify bags or packages that have been left for more than 3 minutes. How do they do that, and how many is the NYPD using right now?
A lot of questions there. Well, some of the cameras that we have are what we call smart cameras. Yes, we've added the capacity through algorithmic formulas to do a whole host of things. You can have them go back in time and give you pictures of an individual, let's say, wearing a red shirt, going in front of a particular camera. Let's give an example, 2 o'clock in the afternoon of April 1st, we'd be able to do that through just adding a formula into the software for particular cameras. We probably have, maybe 10 to 15% of our cameras that can do that. We're increasing the number of cameras that can do what we call a video analytics. And, we hope to be able to increase that.
Similar technology hasn't always been effective. The MTA proposed using package spotting cameras after the London bombing in 2005, but the project was abandoned a few years later when the software did not perform as expected. Commissioner, is there a danger of relying too much on technology and not on good old gumshoe police surveillance, just eyes and ears?
Well, we have to do both, and I think the technology has come a long way, but clearly, you know, they're not a substitute for boots on the ground, as we say. We need to use technology in an effective manner, but we'd love to have as many police officers as possible, doing the job of protecting the whole city.
Let's talk civil liberties issues, which always comes up with surveillance cameras. The NYCLU saying there's no proof that this kind of technology could stop terror attacks like the one in Boston. Isn't that what we really want, to stop it rather than after the fact when people are dead and maimed and injured? It's great that we're finding suspects faster, but what about this issue of cameras helping to stop this in the first place?
Well, I think they can do both. I think people are aware of the fact that there are cameras in certain areas, and I think it gives them pause for thought. At least some people it would. And then, as you say, you're able to identify people who've committed crimes or terrorist acts with an effective array of cameras. So, I think it does have a preventative aspect, and I think the people who complain about it, or I would say a relatively small number of folks, because I think the genie is out of the bottle. People realize that every place you go now, your picture is taken, department stores, in the subway, as you said, on the street. That's just the world in which we live. So I don't believe the privacy concern, as strong as it was, let's say, 15 years ago. Certainly, I think 9/11 changed a lot of the thinking in that regard.
Very briefly, Commissioner, 30 seconds. Do you think the Boston Marathon's finish line was too porous?
Oh, it's so easy to, say that, but the hindsight is 20/20. Finish lines, by definition, when you have thousands of people running, are going to be porous. Look, the fact of the matter is you have a 26-mile race. It's going to be difficult to secure it. And, it is sort of semi-chaotic at any finish line when you have, this was 4 hours into the race. That's probably when the bulk of people are crossing the finish line. So I think the bombers factored that in. I think that's why it was set off at that time, because you had the maximum number of people there. So I don't think you could have reasonably done anything more to protect that finish line. It's easy to say that now, but realistically, you have to get a lot of people out of that area, and by definition, you're going to have people who are able to get into the area as well.
New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay.
This is WNYC.